from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's the worst we've ever done because I didn't even get it. It's because Matthew wasn't here.
No.
It's because executive producer Matthew had left the studio. You Flapping know I like around. The whole team in here.
Everyone knows Matt. Do you want me to do it again?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. It was so bad.
That's all right. It. You're all set to go?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Top six at six.
I forgot again.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even open my mouth.
You didn't. You looked about this. Like those clowns.
I had a very late night. Very late night.
You're up watching Squid Game.
Squid Game is amazing.
Yeah,
it's very good.
I had an affogato. It kept me up all night. I must tell him to go home. Very good. Thank you.
It's not a midweek thing.
It's certainly not. Top six at six. Just Bon Mott's headlines get you through the day. Something to talk about.
First one is quite serious.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, number one. Matilda star Lisa Devana details horrific abuse and bullying in football's toxic culture. Yes, well, they went through a stage there, the Matildas, didn't they? Not to suggest that any coaches were involved, but they certainly moved a few coaches through. And there were some stories about that group. Number two, Elijah Wood reveals orc mask was styled on Harvey Weinstein's face after he made life difficult for producer Peter Jackson.
Yeah.
They wanted to get it made through Miramax, and Harvey was being a turd and then said, I'll release it back to you. I think that's how the story goes. I'll release it back to you if you can guarantee me you'll get all three made at once.
Yeah, and quickly it was, wasn't
and
it?
Quickly, yeah. And he did. He went and cut that deal. Peter Jackson, of course, not Elijah. He was just reading the script and not bumping into stuff. Number three, Michael Slater dumped from Channel 7 commentary team after attack on Scott Morrison. What?
Oh, really?
Not Slats.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is.
Michael Slater.
I'm not
One
sure.
One half of the Mark Taylor, Michael Slater right. opening partnership that was pretty good for about a decade.
Prominent in the 90s. I'm not sure he was dumped.
What?
Because of the ScoMo
Twitter Did Alex say before
Twitter
that Channel 7 had said that's not the reason?
Yeah, they specifically said it had
He gave
to
it a bit of
it.
ScoMo's got blood on his hands.
Yeah.
In relation to
when?
Letting people in from India.
Because
remember, we just had a blanket ban on people
that's
from India
coming
through for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. No one from India was allowed in. Slats has had a funny up and down career, though, hasn't he? He's had a couple of really public incidents. Including when he was at the end of his career getting hit under the eye, and I remember him storming off the field and giving someone in the crowd an absolute, just a local ground.
Oh, I remember that.
And giving someone an absolute serve.
Yeah. He was also one of the few people that went from 9 to 7 for the cricket coverage.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because you're going to listen to Triple M Cricket this
Well,
time.
Then famously there was the Alan Border night where he jumped up on stage Barnsley.
Yeah, with David Campbell.
Was it David Campbell?
There's the two of them, I think.
Jimmy and David.
Oh, it was the singing one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Little incident on a light aircraft recently. Jeez, I mean, if you go back through it.
Just Google it.
Google Slats. It'll all be there. Number four, Game of Thrones prequel House of the Dragon drops its first trailer.
Yeah.
I sort of feel Game of Thrones out. I'm still recovering from it all.
I never finished it because of the spoiler that I heard.
Oh, really? Oh. How far into it did you get?
Quite far. I was watching it, like, weekly.
Yeah.
When it was coming out up to season, maybe end of season four.
Oh, well, there's, like, another three seasons
after
that.
I know. I think I might should just start the whole thing again.
Yeah, just get back into it.
Mm.
Two Victorian teachers challenging the state's no jab, no job mandate will have their case heard in the Supreme Court. I bet they're not paying for it.
Mm.
Number six, international superstar singer Anastacia has been crowned the winner with M. Ruskiano, the runner-up of the third series of The Masked Singer Australia, as the final three celebrities were unmasked.
Anastacia?
Yes, as in...
Left Outside Alone?
Yes, with the blue sunglasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think she had cancer of some
type,
too.
She did. I think she had breast cancer.
Yeah, I think she may have. She's a survivor.
Is she, like, Russian or something?
No, she's from the US.
American,
Oh, is she
US?
You know who was third runner-up?
Axel Whitehead,
yes,
who got his dick out at the Arias.
You remember everyone's incidents.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Young teenage
girls in the front row. I can't believe he survived that.
Did he do it on purpose? Yeah. I don't know anything about
this. He did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't like surprises.
Very niche.
Very niche. What's on the back
page? Ba-ba-da-ba. What is happening in the wide world of wealth?
Thank you, Troy. The Melbourne Storm and the NRL have come down hard on the Melbourne trio.
Right, so there's Munster.
Munster, Brandon Smith and Chris Lewis.
Chris Lewis, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, so the white powder video scandal.
Well, they're saying they're not sure what the substance is.
That's what the CEO, Justin Rodsky, said yesterday.
It must be hard for Justin Rodsky to stand there and make comments like that.
Well, he doesn't know what it was.
Well, I think, look, he doesn't know what it was. You're absolutely right.
And the drug testing is up to the NRL and they're going to let them pursue that investigation. But
Munster's chosen to go to rehab.
In terms of punishments. So Munster was hit the hardest. A clear sign of the club's patience that has been tested to its limit, I'm quoting.
Yeah, he's had a couple of incidents.
So he'll be required to spend a month in rehab and abstain from alcohol for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, he was axed from the club's leadership group. $100,000 suspended fine. Yep. That's from the club. Mm-hmm. And Smith was $50,000 suspended. Lewis, $10,000 suspended, taking their salaries into account,
mm-hmm,
which makes sense. From the NRL, Munster was fined $30,000, suspended for a match. Smith suspended for a match as well as Lewis, $15,000 and $4,000 respectively for the other two.
Does he have quite a history?
Beg yours?
Does he have quite a history?
Munster. Oh, he's a bit rambunctious.
Loose.
He's a lad.
Yeah.
No doubt.
A lad.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of sort of social media things pop up over Munster's career.
Mm-hmm.
Extraordinarily like good player.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he is. Yep.
Yep.
But that doesn't explain.
Oh, of course, it's no excuse for him.
Bad behaviour.
Warriors star Reece Walsh as well. He was sanctioned for bringing the game into disrepute. He was arrested and charged.
I mean, this is the only issue I have with it, is that you've attached yourself to a brand,
mm-hmm,
and you must agree to live by the corporate rules of that club.
Exactly right.
You know, you're a member of the sort of one of the greatest rugby league clubs of all time.
Yep.
With a hardline coach, and you just cannot behave that way.
Yep.
You have to be more responsible.
So Reece Walsh for the Warriors was charged with cocaine possession, so he received a 2-game ban and a $5,000 fine from the NRL.
Yeah.
So that one has also
been... Well, none of it makes any sense in terms of fines and matches.
It's all a bit all over the shop
kid gets caught with cocaine and gets a 2-week ban?
Yeah. More weeks, but less money.
None of it's... There's no through line there.
No. AFL trade period. It's been underwhelming so far. Only 2 official trades have gone through. The second was completed yesterday. Nathan Kruger and pick 55 from Geelong going to Collingwood for pick 41. So things aren't really bubbling
you've
away.
You lost Lauren again.
The AFL trade period's losing me. There isn't much going on so far. Although Sam McClure has reported on 3AW that Lachie Neale's commitment to the Brisbane Lions may not yet be set in stone.
Oh.
It's not over.
Isn't that interesting?
So we'll see what happens there. There's still way too long for this to all come out because the trade period just goes forever, seemingly.
Yeah.
The Redcliffe Dolphins in the NRL are expected to be announced as the NRL's Brisbane expansion team this month. And departing Souths coach Wayne Bennett, turning 71, is expected to join them.
Is he?
So they will be the NRL's 17th team, if that is the case, in 2023.
2023. Mm. So he'd do a bit of, you know, development.
I assume something like that.
List work.
Yeah.
Put some people in place and maybe be a sort of overlord.
Yes, I don't think he wants to put his feet up just yet.
Can I ask a question?
Please, Matt, executive producer.
That might be really silly. Why dolphins? Doesn't sound very tough. You know, you've got the Panthers.
Dolphins, have you met a dolphin?
No, I haven't.
They're really awful
dolphins
things.
Dolphins can do pretty bad
things.
They
can do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
They
can get a bit funny. Consent is a real issue for dolphins.
It genuinely is. Yeah, they want to attach themselves to a dolphin for the complete opposite reason that Matt was thinking.
For the rugby league? Is the Miami Dolphins the right brand?
Miami Dolphins in the NFL.
Yeah, Miami Dolphins. Who
I don't respect it.
Quarterback I couldn't remember, and then we remembered who the amazing quarterback was. at the Miami Dolphins.
Currently or historically?
No, years ago. Like,
not sure.
Late '80s.
I know I'm going to know his name, but
yeah,
I can't remember.
You'll know his name.
Speaking of American sport, Australian rookie Josh Giddey, 18-year-old. He's been described as a wizard with the basketball after making his preseason debut for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wow.
His first appearance, he was very good.
He's
a number
18. He's on his way.
Drafted as the number 6 pick. And he's expected to make a pretty good go of his career, so we'll keep an eye on him. And Shane Warne, well done to Warne. He's gone agonisingly close to winning the 2021 Alfred Dunnell Lynx Championship, finishing second in a tiebreak.
What did you hit?
He has finished at 36 under with Kiwi Ryan Fox, who
what
he
was
partnered
it?
With.
Mini putt-putt? 36 under? What was yeah. he hitting off?
It was the two of them. And Michael Vaughan and Jamie Redknapp were some of the other players playing with European Tour golfers. Pretty talented, yeah. Warning.
Were you thinking of Dan Marino?
Yes.
Dan Marino.
In Ace Ventura.
Yes! Dan Marino.
That's right.
Well done, Will.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.